Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, Joyce, this is Thomas Anderson, and I had a charge for something from Pure Max on 222 that should not be there on my credit card.
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
30116.
And thank you for that, sir. And you stated your first and last name was what, sir?
Thomas Anderson.
All right, give me 1 second while I locate an account associated with you, okay? Give me 1 second, please, sir. Are you sure that zip code is 30116?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm not locating an account associated with you under that zip code.
You have one called Catherine McKinnon?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All righty. And for security purposes, can you actually verify that shipping address on that, okay?
209 McKinnon Trail.
All righty. Give me 1 second. And yes, I was able to locate an associate account with that. I do see on February the 18th that you paid $7.45 shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, then on 222, I have a charge on my account.
Yes, that gift itself was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And if you scroll down in the terms and condition, it does state that you would be billed the membership fee 48 hours later after signing up. It also...
I didn't see that. I don't want to pay this. I'm going to challenge it on my with my credit card. I want it to be reversed.
All right, so what I can do now, I can actually get you counsel out of this, okay?
You can what?
I can counsel this for you, okay?
Okay, do that.
Was not clear.
We also have a problem with this because you aren't, you were misrepresenting your company.
All right, sir. We're just a third party call center.
You're calling yourself Costco, and you're not Costco.
No, sir. We're actually a third party call center, and we assist multiple companies in over 100 different products. Okay,
okay,
sir, I was able to get you counsel out of this. You won't be billed anything further on that account, okay? I do have a cancellation number if you'd like to take that down.
Yes, let me get a pen.
Okay.
Okay, what is the number?
That number would be C as in Charlie. And that's 259-051-210.
Okay, now the next question I have, what company is associated with that?
As I said, sir, we are actually a third-party call center, and we represent multiple companies and over 100 different products.
Okay, what company did I sign up for?
I am.
Be a member of.
Did you say it's an online web store and it was called Factory Direct Savings?
Factory Direct.
Yes.
Now, will he be able to get the $56 back?
All right. What I can do, I can do a 35% refund on that charge for him.
A what percent?
35%.
No, I want the whole thing refunded. This was a fraud.
Oh,
because it was represented as a Costco thing, and it's not. It was a Costco giveaway. And this $56.95 should not have occurred.
Okay, sir. Now, I can offer you 50% of the refund, which would be $20.
Well, I want all of it refunded.
All right. Sir, I'm only able to offer you 75% of that refund, which would be $42.71.
I want all of it refunded.
Try to handle it.
I'm going to call my credit card company and tell them it's a fraudulent charge and contest it.
All right.
If
give
you
me
don't, if
one
you
second, let me speak with my supervisor.
Just a second. She's going to talk to the supervisor.
All righty, sir. My supervisor did advise me I can do a one-time courtesy refund of that for you, and that will be refunded back into the account. It would take 3 to 5 business days. Okay?
Okay, and that's $56.95, correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And he will have no more money taken out of this.
You won't be billed anything further because you're completely canceled out of that, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now,
on your laptop, do you know how to...